Today marks 6 months since a pro-Trump mob attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th in an attempt to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election win. For a deeper look at the investigations into that day, I'm joined now by our Lisa Desjardins. Hello, Lisa. So tell us now, where does it stand in terms of finding out and arresting those who broke into the Capitol?
Let's talk about this sweeping investigation that's been all around the country, led by tips in part to the FBI. Here's where that stands. So far, the FBI has arrested about 535 people in these investigations. Now, from that group, 10 have pleaded guilty themselves. The rest have cases pending. Now, this is a wide range of different kinds of charges. Almost everyone in that group has been charged with improper entry, but a smaller group has been charged with conspiracy, and over 100 people have been charged with assault. Over 100 police officers were assaulted in that attack, and that's what those charges are part of. Now, there are still some 300 suspects that the FBI would like to identify and find. They uploaded 11 new videos today of faces that they want Americans to look at and see if they can identify. But among those who haven't been identified are the people or person who planted the pipe bombs at the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters. A couple of other notes. We know where these sentences are going just based on a few guilty pleas, some for misdemeanors like improper entry. A woman recently was given 3 years probation for that. She apologized in court, and that's why she got a lenient sentence. But on the other hand, we just saw a guilty plea from an oath keeper who pleaded guilty to conspiring to, in fact, trying to overturn the election. That person's sentence is still pending, but could be more than 5.5 to 6.5 years. So a wide range in the seriousness of sentences that these people face.
And Lisa, what about inside the Capitol? Where are we in terms of the attempt to find out who was responsible in terms of investigations and also, you know, to make sure the Capitol is safe?
That's right. That is a big question right now. The U.S. Capitol Police put out a release today saying here's where they are. And I want to break down what we know about Capitol security going forward. One thing that's new, Capitol Police are actually opening two offices in Florida and California to deal with threats against members. That shows you what's going on in these offices. A lot of these members are getting threats continuing after January 6th. Now, the fences outside the Capitol, the last fences are expected to come down this week. There is still no deal on money to improve security at the U.S. Capitol. That is stuck in the Senate right now. And in addition, I have to say, Capitol Police at this moment still cannot call in the National Guard for an emergency on their own. They still have to go through red tape to do it. So, in other words, where we are is a lot of issues unresolved. Now, House Democrats passed a select committee to look into this because they could not get agreement on a bipartisan commission. That is operating. Eight appointed by Nancy Pelosi and five could be appointed by Republicans. We'll see if they do it. That will be probably the next thing to watch.
And in connection with that, our next guest, Lisa Desjardins. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.